mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, already into the third hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Got some bad news for you, but also got some good news. It's bad news that Steve Quayle's car broke down, or it's somebody in his family said he's out helping them on the road, so he won't be joining us, so I'll be on his show tonight. We'll get him back on early next week, but we have another guest coming up, news articles. We're now, if somebody death threats you, but the police don't like your politics, they'll actually say, hey, your politics mean you deserve this. You know, it's like if you're an anti-abortion activist and somebody who's pro-abortion knocks you over the head in front of police, they just go, hey, you incited them by your political views. I've had the 100 bureaucrat march known as the Million Moms hitting me before in front of police. We go, we got video, officer. The cop's like, you're causing them to do that. You know, I may have to, you may be instigating, you know, just by you being here. So we'll talk to Jim Wood and his immigration group coming up about that. We'll continue with your calls right now, and there's a bunch of other news, too. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was wondering if you've heard of an astronomer and geophysicist named Jim McCaney.
Yeah, it rings a bell.
There's a really important article that you need to read on his website. It's I think it's basically the reason for the acceleration in the...
Okay. Well, you think Planet X is going to get us?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's he puts out some very strong evidence, and there's a lot of people who have died in connection with it.
Okay, there are these people that say you can see it in the southern hemisphere. Sir, it's amateur astronomers who find asteroids millions of miles away. Do you know that there is no way there would be this gas giant, this dirty brown gas giant, careening towards the Earth? And, I mean, I own a big telescope. My dad has a gigantic one. And then we're not in the southern hemisphere. But, I can take color photos of the moons and rings of Saturn in full color on a clear night and blow the sucker up on your, on your desktop computer to full size. So, you know, they said it was going to hit us 2 years ago. Didn't. Then they go, the Gregorian calendar, as I predicted, is off 3 years. Now it's another. And when it never shows up, when it never happens, we're all discredited. And now, is the sun heating up? Is the sun at record ejections of these huge storms? Absolutely. Is it a record tectonic activity? Are supervolcanoes getting active? Yes, these are massive problems. That is real. But this Planet X stuff, man, I mean, I could make $1 million selling a book about that. Well, just like I could about reptoids from Planet 10, but I'm not going
to
do it.
Oh, if there's nothing to it, I'm wondering what all the deaths surrounding it are.
Okay, who's dead?
Dr. Harrington, the astronomer who saw Hale-Bopp in 91 and was going to go public with its satellite, and Art Bell, all the problems that he had with the Heaven's Gate people posting the pictures with the satellite related to the Hale-Bopp comet. And, I mean, the 39 people from Heaven's Gate who were not insane religious people, but who were computer encryption software firewall builders. I mean, it's a lot deeper than, it's easy to
call it. But wait a minute, they weren't saying it was Planet X.
No, they weren't. They were still, all they were concerned with was the satellite around Hale-Bopp, which disinformation through the NSA. Nobody believes.
All right. Did all these experts on Planet X? Did they not tell us it was going to be getting us 2 years ago?
I don't know what this fellow said. I don't know where you got that. But if you would go to Jay.
Yeah, listen.
McKay.
I really apologize to you. I really apologize to you. You got about 3 or 4 minutes, and I'm not trying to alienate you. But this is just not the show. It's just wrong show, bro. Got the wrong place. All right, they're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. The sun could destroy us. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain?
Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yesterday, we talked a lot about a Register and Associated Press articles about the young man, never been in any trouble, good student, wrote an article for school. They said write a fiction article, 15 pages long, and he wrote an article about zombies busting out of the ground and attacking a high school. Now, I talked about how I, strangely enough, had written a story when I was in 7th or 8th grade. It was 7th grade, now I remember, where me and my football buddy fought zombies. I mean, and then the fellow running the show said, oh, yeah, I wrote an article like that, too. But when I was 10, I mean, there's been dozens and dozens of these zombie movies, and a lot of them, they attacked the high school. And it didn't mention his high school, didn't mention anybody by name. And he showed it to his grandparents. This is the article, and he's very proud of it. Well, they were good, modern, brain-damaged, type of... mind-manipulated people, they called the police, and they came and arrested their grandson. They're very proud of themselves. I guess they've been watching the episode of 24 where the attorney general goes, I'm going to torture my own son, not because I don't love him, but because I love the country more. You know, they're selling us on this in the TV and the movies like it's good. And, you know, the guy who writes the article, my dad's in the Marine Corps, he has an M16, just riding M16, gets arrested. Thought crime, or the Christians in Philadelphia praying on the street corner And they said, you've caused the people that you're protesting anger by reading out of the Bible. So we're arresting you as terrorists, 47 years in prison, and tried to convict them. Anti-war protester has a sign, no blood for oil, next to 500 Bush supporters. And he gets a year and a half in federal prison. Because they said, oh, no permit. The other group didn't have a permit either. They just said, well, it's our discretion. The reason I went over all this is it's all selectively enforced. I mean, you write an article about zombies busting out of graves in a hypothetical high school, and you're in school, you're going to jail. There's no crime, but they don't care. They'll still charge you, and you'll probably plea bargain, and they'll create bad precedent. And, yeah, I have had death threats. I've had people, you know, do stuff to my house years ago, you know, they quit. I have about five different stalkers. And I've had them, you know, call up, you know, when my wife's home and, you live in a white house. The little dog's in the back. I saw you get your mail. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you, bitch. Excuse me for using that term, but that's what they said. Stuff like that. I can't wait. She's like, good, I have a shotgun. I'm waiting for you. Quite proficient with it. You know, and then they go away. But the point is, you call the police, you even get recordings of this, you take it into them, and they go, there's nothing I can do. Nothing I can do. Sorry, Mr. Jones. And, Zach, you thought we'd help you, you know, because I criticized your corruption. No, this is how it works, but you so much as write a letter to a judge saying, what you've done is treasonous to America. Oh, that's a threat. Arrest them. So it's all selectively enforced. Totally selectively enforced. It's like they think it's a privilege for you to have them show up and help you. And we're talking to Jim Wood, who is the head of an organization fighting the just total takeover of this country. And he's with noinvaders.org. And, you know, it's just an example of how he gets death threats to his email, and he can track it back to where it came from, and the police then go look at his website and say, hey, the DA says you're asking for it with the stuff you're saying. So see, now they're judge, jury, executioner, they're everything. Hey, you're asking for it. You're saying we shouldn't have open borders. So you're asking for it, Mac. Jim, thanks for coming on with us.
Very good to be here, Alex.
So you're getting these death threats, and they're not helping you.
Yeah, well, the investigation is not complete, and we actually have a spokesman, a deputy for the Sheriff's Department, who speaks on behalf of the DA, and speaking of his history on whether or not he pursues death threats, and I was told that the threats I got were conditional and could be provocative, meaning the source, the stimulus of the death threats was provocative, because even though I have a fairly austere, objective immigration reform website, he didn't use the word deserve, but the DA, in my way of looking at things, thought the death threats may have been deserved.
Yes, so I guess they're setting the precedent then if a judge says something mean to somebody and they see something mean back, it's okay. I mean, that's ridiculous. It doesn't. I mean, you can call somebody names, and if they haul off and break your nose, they're still just as liable. But you don't even know these people, do you, that are death threatening you?
No, what they do, they fill out a contact form mail page on my website. I'm able to capture their IP address and timestamps, which could lead to an investigation. We can trace the ISP account, possibly the individual. Two were foolish enough to give what could be real names, phone numbers, and email addresses. The investigation is not complete.
And it's stuff like...
Well, for example, one fellow said, if I could, I would kill you with my bare hands. The other fellow, he gave his phone number and said, don't call me or I'll kill you. And that's where the sheriff said, well, it's conditional, so it may not be a legitimate 100% bona fide death threat because it's, in his words, conditional. And this is all printed out. I have, these are not verbal death threats where it's a he said, she said. It's captured with form mail with my website. I printed out for the sheriff to look at.
About 3 years ago, I got this email. The person was saying, I'm going to get the president, and was detailing it. And I thought it was the feds.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is a setup. So I called the Secret Service and sent them the email. And they went and indeed arrested the guy. It was in the newspaper in Tennessee, and he even admitted to all of it. But they certainly took action on that, didn't they?
Yeah, it's who is threatened has a lot to do with whether or not they enforce the law or not. Celebrities, if they feel threatened, sometimes if a person is feel threatened, even though there's no legitimacy to the threat, it's because it's ambiguous. You better believe somebody's going to go to jail. It's really unfortunate.
Look, I've had people that went down and got cable shows and said, "This is where his sister goes to school. Get her." I'm going to kill him. And the cops are, "I'm not going to help you."
Yeah, unfortunately, in every municipality across the country, you have different cops with different belief systems, and I, even myself, I don't feel threatened by these three threats, but I feel it's protocol to report them, because God knows we don't deport people like we used to, but maybe we can make their lives more uncomfortable if we arrest them for blatant violations of our law. This, to me, is blatant.
Hey, did you hear about the illegal alien fell off the scaffolding and then sued his employer for $4 million?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, folks, the point is we got 30 million of these people and growing in this country, and the establishment wants them here to break down the sovereignty and to drive down the wages. It's part of the official plan. I've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on saying it's part of the, quote, New World Order plan, to globalism, to drive down the wages. And they're doing it to us, and Bush is going ahead with his amnesty plans. It's all happening. And meanwhile, these people, let me tell you a story. Of course, you know what Mecha is, right?
Absolutely.
Well, and then there's La Raza, which means the race. Imagine if white people had a group called the race.
Mm-hmm.
But
exactly.
The point is, this was probably about 6-7 years ago. It was Texas Independence Day, which is never a big deal, marching bands and stuff. And you know, the university banned it being an official thing, said it was bad. And so the young conservatives and young libertarian longhorns put it on. I was up there with Hispanics and blacks and whites, whatever. And there was a cake for Texas up there. And here comes Mecha, which openly says they're going to kill all the whites and drive them out of the Southwest. I mean, more militant than the Ku Klux Klan, and just as egregious. And they come marching up and grab the cake and eat it and start spitting it out. And the cops are all standing right there and didn't do a thing. And then a big black guy comes over, grabs the microphone. I wasn't going to give him what he wants. I just let him have it. And then there I was on the cover of the newspaper, the one shot where I'm giving the guy a dirty look for doing it. He has the microphone like I'm some evil person. But, they're allowed. And ask yourselves, people that are in these groups, why is the government on your side, you know, the big bankers? Because you're helping them destroy this country, you fools. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've seen so many examples of the absurdity. Glenn Spencer, if you know him from American Patrol.
They were assaulted in front of police on video cameras, yeah.
In Anaheim, California, yeah. And we suspect that there's preparation for something that could go wrong. I'm going to be at the Minuteman Project in Cochise County, and it's absurd, because the message I get from the Mitches and the pro-illegal types is that it's okay for us to break the law, but it's not even okay for you to obey the law, such as lawful assembly in Arizona and freedom of speech. The Reconquistadors want to impose the same kind of inverted universe they lived under in Mexico that kicked them out of Mexico. I don't intend to live under Mexican rule anytime soon. I don't know about you.
Well, all the more dito and beak dipping and fraud, it's taken over.
Yes.
For those that don't know, you do not want to live under just total open graft. We already have that at the highest levels of Washington, but I don't think people get that here in Texas they're flying in a bunch of towns. The Mexican flag, English is not allowed in court proceedings, and the feds don't care.
Yeah, it's all part of the master plan, the New World Order, world economy. Condoleezza Rice said we wouldn't want to shut down the border because somehow that interferes with free commerce. I don't see what requiring a visa or passport.
Well, did you see USA Today on Monday? They're admitting it's going to be 6,000, they say 4,000 miles of toll roads in Texas. The giant NAFTA highway right up through the country, everybody will just drive right through.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And folks, you think it's bad now. Their amnesty plan is if you can get here, you stay, or we'll allow corporations to pay to bring you here.
Yeah, I've seen many examples. I know. It's an inverted universe we live in. It's really sad because sane people like us are not the darlings of the media, but the mental patients, so the media loves to cater to them.
Well, let me tell you, if we try to go out of Guatemala into Mexico, they'll knock your teeth out and throw you back over the border.
I believe it.
Well, that's admitted. They put them in camps, everything. But don't you try to keep people out of this country. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Patrick Henry said, "Give me liberty or give me death." Did you know that he also forced the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a part of the Constitution of 1787 to guarantee your unalienable or unchangeable rights of freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom to own a gun to protect our nation from tyranny? There is now an assault upon the unalienable, unchangeable rights to deprive you of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. The call is free. Our operators are standing by to take your order for a year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a total free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell in. Think about this. A group of people get massive corporate funding. A minority of the Hispanics, though, it is becoming a larger segment because they get so much funding and the media acts like it's a good thing. Says, we're taking your country over. We're going to break it down. We're going to kill you. You don't look like us, black or white. Literally, folks. I mean, they put out flyers and websites, and it's crazy stuff, and it's acceptable. And then you say, well, I'll go to my own property, and I'll defend it with a group of people. Oh, no, the FBI is going to come bust you for that. You're not about to protect our southern border or your own property. But noinvaders.org documents all of this, and it's been getting death threats, and the police just say, hey, We don't like your message. Maybe you deserve it, basically. You know, just shut up. Because, again, the police, the establishment, the money, the people in the big ivory towers want this. And that's how we've got to deprogram the poor immigrants that are coming to this country. We always talk about Latin Americans because that's the majority of them, but it's dozens of other groups. You're playing to the New World Order's fiddle. Go back to Jim Wood. Where do we go from here?
Well, this doesn't bother me. It only strengthens my resolve to remain steadfast, keep the website up and going. You know, it's interesting, the Spanish media, where most of my traffic came from, Univision and Telemundo, put out a report. Let's try to bombard this website with as many visits as possible to shut it down because of overconsumption of bandwidth.
You're telling me mainstream TV said, let's shut him down.
An insider source who came from Telemundo told me that. I can't verify it because I didn't watch Telemundo.
Oh, that'll really get you, getting you more traffic.
But then again, see, I have about 500 gigabytes to as much as 1,000 gigabytes a month allocated for this dedicated server. So the best Telemundo can do is send about 2,200 hits or visits in one day. I can probably facilitate 33,000 a day, maybe 1 million a month.
You're joking that their TV station, their TV network only sent that much traffic?
Well, they didn't know. They have no idea what bandwidth I have. They probably made the assumption this is a small-timer's website. Most people that purchase shared web hosting probably only...
So what did they do on your the piece they did about it?
I don't actually watch Spanish TV, but what happens is people who come from Spanish TV will report what was said, and an insider source said they encourage people to bombard the website. I eventually blocked foreign IP addresses because it's really none of their business what we do with American immigration policy. But originally, most of the traffic came from Mexico, Central America.
You shouldn't block foreign IP addresses. A lot of Americans have foreign web hosting. I mean, that's my advice to you. From this, we just lost our guest. His phone just cut out. We'll try to get him back on. And then I will get to Russell and Robert and Tim and Ron and everybody else. I just had a few minutes left and I wanted to spend with our guest. But, I mean, really... The story here is that you write a story about, a fiction story about zombies, and you get arrested now in America. They admit that fiction story, well, it could be threatening. Doesn't list anybody's name, but we're going to arrest you. That's thought crime. But you put out a website, you know, it's pretty tame, folks. People start death threatening, and the cops go, well, you shouldn't be involved in these politics. Finish up what you were saying, Jim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We were somehow disconnected.
That's all right.
Basically, the problem is that I thought it was necessary to block the foreign IPs from the dynamic pages, such as the contact form discussion board and so on, basically to minimize bandwidth so at least Americans who can use the website, upload the immigration violation complaints, read the news articles, still use it.
Oh, yeah, that's why they don't like you, because you teach people how to report on the crimes.
Right. They can upload. I have a public directory of immigration violation complaints. Illegal aliens and their employers are the two most renowned examples. I also have a good employers directory for people.
Well, folks need to know that it's a scam the illegals are now running to get hurt on your property. So they come clean your house or they come clean your pool, and it's a legitimate company you thought you hired. They're not going to sue the employer. They're going to sue you.
Right. Well, because of this thing called the Communication Decency Act of 1996, by the law, I'm only considered a republisher as opposed to original content provider. So the person who uploads the complaint, they are original content provider, and I'm only reporting what they say. There have been three precedents since 1996 where people were sued anyway for being webmaster or ISP providing what they thought was fraudulent or libelous
information. That's a whole other separate issue.
Right.
What I'm trying to explain to you here is I was just talking about how they're suing everybody. These immigration, pro-immigration groups are using lawsuits against employers where illegal aliens get hurt to fund their operations. It's a separate issue.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Anytime,
God bless
Alex.
You. Hope you don't get any more death threats.
No problem. Thank you.
You bet. Noinvaders.org.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We got about 26 minutes left on this Friday edition, and we are going to be taking some of your important calls, but I wanted to go back into the news. Prisoners at Abu Ghraib said included children. Associated Press, and children as young as 11, other reports were as young as 8, were there at the camp, and of course they were beaten and other horrible things happened to them, the things we really don't want to get into here on the air, but stuff you'd expect to see in Silence of the Lambs. But that's what the good guys do. The good guys do that, and we've all got to take on the mindset of our elite rulers. Iraqi allies accused of failing to investigate civilian deaths. Experts in public health from 6 countries, including the UK, today castigated the British and American governments for failing to investigate the deaths of civilians caught up in the conflict in Iraq. The failure? One of the first things they did after mission accomplished was to say no more death statistics for cancer, for car wrecks, for how you died. They openly said we were not going to keep these statistics anymore. Well, yeah. You already killed 1.5 million people in a country of 25 million people. A million and a half, that's a large percentage of the population, 7% or something. Dead, gone, forever. I mean, imagine 7% of America being dead. And, I mean, this is the real deal. The government doesn't deny that many died. And now more are dying from all these different outbreaks of stuff in the water. And people got power in the best city out there, Baghdad, maybe 5-6 hours a day. And it's hell on earth. The troops are, you know, sleeping in their vehicles and didn't get winter gear during the winter and have to pay for most of their meals. And of course, if you're a CIA contractor in the green zone, you got your belly dancers, your vodka, your cigars, and yeah, the bombs blow up, the car bombs outside the base. Well, that's all right. You got everything handled. Yeah. I'm a contractor interrogator. And what they do is 90%, 75 to 90%. I kept saying 75 to 90%. I'd forgotten. I actually pulled the Army report back out and put it in the new film. It's coming out, and it just says 90%. I don't know how it's 75 to 90%. See, usually if I'm wrong about something, it's lower than it actually was. It's 90%. We're just innocent families picked up at checkpoints, thousands in some of these camps. And man, these psychopaths just go pick them out some. They go, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'll take this one right here. Come on with me. You ready for some battery acid, baby? You know, they wanted to make movies about serial killers. They ought to just make it a made-for-TV show and, you know, reality TV and just Abu Ghraib. And they could get, maybe, you know, in the real world, they could have Anthony Hopkins. You know, he could go be in the real world, be Hannibal Lecter, and they could call them heroes. And Rush Limbaugh could just say they were blowing off steam and having a little bit of fun. And, you know, they could beat people to death on there and do it all the stuff they do and, you know, torture somebody's child in front of them. And of course, I think that'll be on TV soon. Actually, they've got what our Defense Department produces over there, run by Alawi, the admitted mass murderer who likes to kill people himself. He'll show his men how he likes it done. He'll walk in and shoot people on the head and splatter blood on himself, and he seems to be housed by it. That's been in news. They run this thing where up to 15 people a day confess, and then they forget their lines and go, Times One reporter go, and the troops will, you know, kind of bear back with a rifle butt. And, you know, they got bloody noses, black eyes. They go, they haven't been tortured. I cut 10 people's heads off, and I raped hundreds. You know, it's just ridiculous confessions. And it's broadcast live every night. Just just people lined up, you know, confessing. And it's right out of 1984. And that's all part of the new freedom over there. So I, you know, Joseph Mengele wasn't so bad after all. Of course, I think Joseph Mengele was bad, but we've debated people here on this show that say torture's good. A-okay. All right, then. Boy. Republican senators vow to protect RFID. Man, they're not just getting rid of the borders while telling you that the amnesty bills will stop illegals, the exact opposite. Now, they're not just going after your guns. Republican governors banning guns and saying you can sue gun manufacturers. And the NRA's arguing to make it a terrorist act and, you know, make gun violations terrorist acts. And they've opened a big, giant new BATF building in D.C. And the new attorney general says he is for total gun control. Republican senators vow to protect RFID. Man, they're just still doing the great job. And you read this RFID Journal website article. This is an industry publication. And it's doublethink. The average person reading this wouldn't even get what they're saying. A group of Republican U.S. senators said they would work to ensure that RFID developments stay free of regulation. That means they can have their fiat corporate regulations that all products have to have this. Walmart and the Defense Department 2 years ago told their manufacturers, everything you sell us has got to have these. Then it's compared to the RFID that they just passed last year that'll have to be in your license. According to a new policy platform that has already won the support of RFID technology and retail organizations while drawing concern from privacy groups. At a press conference on Wednesday, the Senate Republican High Tech Task Force unveiled a list of 40 policy proposals, with RFID winning a special mention in the category dealing with groups' plans for protecting privacy in e-commerce. And then you read on, it says that it makes it to where there is nothing to block RFID tracking and tracing you in all products. But if you read that last line, it sounds like they're protecting your rights or something. The announcement said the Republican senators would protect the exciting new technologies for premature regulation or legislation in search of a problem. RFID holds tremendous promises for our economy, including military logistics and commercial inventory efficiencies, and should not be saddled prematurely with regulation. Well, the only calls for regulation are that it has to be labeled that it's got RFID in it. The RFID through smart shelving isn't attached to your name when you purchase it. Privacy group Caspian rejected the agenda by saying it was telling that the task force decided to highlight RFID as a privacy issue and not as an issue of eliminating barriers to innovation or promoting education and technology, two other categories covered in the policy proposal. Caspian believes the group's agenda shows a positive bias towards RFID while ignoring problems already raised regarding the implementation and consumer privacy. Oh, man. Ex-FBI Gunderson, Gannon is gosh. And I got to tell you, you look at these photos of Johnny Gosh, and I looked at the nose, I looked at the teeth. It looks like the same person, and it fits the MO. I mean, I've had state senators on, I've had investigators on, and they've put their material out, but never been challenged, naming names. People, the stuff they've exposed has later all come out to be true. People they've exposed have gone to jail for these giant elite pedophile rings. And Johnny Gosh, when he was 12, got kidnapped, and then it kept surfacing in reports that he was used as a drug courier and as a sex slave by administration officials. Then we have the Washington Times in 89, underage call boys, a midnight tour of White House, Barney Frank running a pedophile ring out of his house. The congressman didn't get in trouble for it. I mean, they live by different standards. And, Ted Gunderson comes out with some interesting stuff. I don't believe all of it. I don't think he's purposely wrong sometimes. But, I have to check it out for myself. But Ted Gunderson, formerly the FBI special agent in charge of Los Angeles, and for more than 25 years a private investigator, appeared on the Mysteries of the Mind radio program March 8th, where he confirmed that he has a credible, reliable source that says Jeff Gannon is indeed a kidnapped paperboy, Johnny Gosh. Gunderson claimed that Gannon has a scar on his right cheek, and Noreen Gosh has looked at the mark on Gannon in photographs and said that it was the same as the one on her son. Other radio programs have talked to her, and she says it looks like her son, but she isn't sure. Gunderson agrees with the analysis on the Internet that the birthmark Gosh is said to have in the shape of South America looks to have been removed from his chest, from Gannon's chest, from the porno stuff on the web. Gunderson said, I think Jeff Gannon is Johnny Gosh. You look at the other fake names that Gannon had, they all begin with G. And they all have J's in the name, all the fake names he's used. Nobody knows really who he is. And I think he planned this to get even with them for screwing up his life from age 12 on. Gunderson, that's a quote. Gunderson suspects Gannon planned this book, as reported by the Russian press, will be truthful and will expose these people. Later in the program, host Alex Merklinger, a longtime correspondent of Mrs. Gosh's, received an email from Noreen Gosh, wherein she said that Jeff Gannon is living in DuPont Circle area of Washington, D.C., and is not hiding. She asked Gunderson's opinion of Gannon's safety. Well, that's what I said. I think this is an 80% chance. This is my opinion. It's what my gut tells me. Whether he is Johnny Gosh or not, I mean it, folks. It's on the website. It's on Prison Planet. It's on a bunch of other sites. You compare photos. I mean, it's... looks like him to me. I mean, it's a cousin, first cousin, or a brother, if it isn't. And the age differences since he came up missing decades and decades ago, I mean, it's right online. This guy is funded by the Republican Party through a fake neocon site. He's got fake names. He's allowed total access to the White House. You know, something the other reporters don't get. He's all over the White House. He's doing all this stuff. And my gut is that, because he'd already be dead, that he'll put out a book or more of this will come out, and then a bunch of it will be proven to be false. And then that will discredit all the other reports that other people were working on that, you know, it's admitted they bust in the male prostitutes. And they do have involvement with these underage people, and this stuff's going on. That's why I think this is coming out and getting attention. I don't think people that are reporting on it are part of it. That's my gut. Again, I could be wrong. The 20% chance is that he's wittingly or unwittingly, Gannon is, or whatever his name is today, whatever J.G. name he's going by today, that they are then going, that some other New World Order group is using him to threaten and blackmail the president. And if that's the case, then he'd still be alive. Or maybe he's too visible right now for them to kill him. I don't know, folks. Remember Jennifer Flowers got up on Hardball and she said Bill Clinton's having people killed. It's over 100. And he goes, what do you mean? How can you say that? Why are you still alive? She goes, because I've gone public. This book is my life insurance policy. And that's really true to a certain extent. So I don't know. But the photographs are uncanny. And, he is a male madam, a pimp, running the coal boy operation. And this stuff is going on. I mean, that's admitted mainstream. And he is, posing for the website himself and running it. And the White House likes the military look. And that's, what he ran through his call service. And so-called Christian conservatives just can't deal with this. And this isn't new, folks. I mean, they admit it's Skull and Bones. Part of the death cult's philosophy is homosexual activity. That's some of the stuff they do. I mean, that's admitted. And again, New York Post, busting in top gay porn stars. Whatever Savage was the name of the porn star. I forget his first name. Going to service them, just jet loads of them in there. I mean, that nobody denies that. I mean, this is like part of the. I have article after article after article after article after article after article after article. Richard Nixon said, about San Francisco and all the homosexuality. I can't say the profanities, but it's on the website. And this was first reported in Harper's Magazine, and then years later, 2 years ago, the Presidential Library actually released the tape of it. He was recording that, too. A lot of people denied, Nixon never did, that, oh, he didn't say that in Harper's. He said, well, if you think that's bad, the Bohemian Grove, which I'm a member, of course, it's just the most bleeping thing you've ever seen, the things they do, it's just sick. That's Richard Milhouse Nixon. And it just shows what wild hypocrites they are, too. But then it gets into the underage stuff, which is criminal, which is horrible. And, they're the most powerful people in the world, and this is what they like. I mean, how people's minds get this warped is hard to understand, but from the criminology, it's about the exercise of power and going after innocence, and they're just scum of the earth, man. They're scum of the earth. So I don't know what's going on. Let's take a few calls here. I guess up next, who's up next here? Russell in Florida, you're on the air, then Robert and Tim and Ron and others. Go ahead, Russell.
It's the new Rome, Alex. Don't you know that?
Yep, it's Nero.
Yeah.
His salon of boys, and every morning he'd strangle one for fun. I wonder if they'll start strangling children on TV and go, this is Christian.
I wouldn't doubt it. The world just seemed to be turned upside down. I want to thank you for martial law and for all your dedicated work in making that documentary. One of the scenes that really gave me goosebumps and was the scene where you quoted Mark Twain at the World Trade Center. That was an incredible moment on that documentary.
Oh, they're in front of those SWAT team with their machine guns?
Yeah, I loved it. It's very very memorable moment of that documentary, and I hope that some of those guys were listening to you. We can only pray. One of the callers before kind of stole my thunder on the topic I was going to bring up. It was that TFR trilateral Bush-Clinton love affair. Could you let me read you a quick quote from George Bush's speech at the Presidential Center dedication?
Sure.
He says, shortly before leaving office, President Clinton said, Christ admonished us that our lives will be judged by how we do unto the least of our neighbors. Throughout his career, Bill Clinton has done his best to live up to that standard, and Americans respect him for it. Is that not the most disgusting quote that you've heard?
Well, if you're against Bill Clinton, you're a liberal now.
Yeah.
And I'm not joking.
I know.
You've got to learn the new conservatism, sir.
Well, but there's just some, like the caller before said, there's this love affair now between the Clintons and the Bushes. And we know why.
It's always been there.
Absolutely. It's out in the open now. And throwing it in our faces. But that's all I had to say, Alex. I want to thank you for all your hard work, and God bless you.
Well, thank you. And what he's talking about is like a minute from the 2.5-plus-hour film. I mean, it's that dynamic. The whole video is jam-packed with really powerful stuff. We cover the police state, then an hour on 9/11, then an hour on the occult elite and the Nazi death cults, the homosexual stuff. It's all in this new film. You need to have it $25.95. But order three or more of any of my 12 films. They drop down to $19.95. That's an $18 discount. PrisonPlanet.com to order hard copies via the safe, secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free to get the films. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv and watch it right now. Final segment, more calls straight ahead.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You know, I kind of put that plug in real quick before I take some final calls. Seriously, you need to get Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's three films in one. It's a police state film like you've never seen. First 35 minutes, then I confront Michael Moore. Then I get into 9/11 for a full hour, just really tightly done. And then we go right through to the occult activities of the global elite. It is a must-see. The future of Schwarzenegger, all of it. The Bush-Nazi connection. 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, a hard copy at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com, or you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Watch that film and all the others online at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I really, you know, have a desire to get this video out. I want people to see it. I want you to have it. I want you to make copies of it. Please get it. It is so important. It is so effective. My best video. Let us go ahead now. Let me see who's up next here. Robert in California. Go ahead and thanks for holding.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
I'm a subscriber, and I just saw Martial Law. Absolutely incredible.
Well, thank you.
It was fantastic. What, unfortunately, we got going on right now is Martial Law in Atlanta, Georgia. I don't know if you're watching the news right now. Shortly after 9 this morning.
Is it Martial Law because that guy did that shooting and now they want to catch him? Or?
Bingo. Brian Nichols, 33, his rape victim, 33, on 3/11, and today is the anniversary of the Spanish train bombing.
Which happened 911 days after 9/11.
Bingo. And
so what's
on
happening?
Earlier show, you already mentioned that they might do something on this date.
I wasn't even aware that it happened before the show started. So what happened? I mean, so now it's, what are they
doing
in Atlanta?
It's illegal in 40 counties to get your kids from the school. Just like you said, now it's property of the state. It is illegal to go get your kids from the school because one judge has been shot. And miraculously, he gets out of the courthouse up from the 8th floor down to the street without a scratch and gets away clean. So now we have a multi-state lockdown for martial law because one a judge, the court reporter, a deputy, and another lady.
And what they're saying, for your safety, in case he goes to a school, now they're advertising that killers are supposed to then go to school, so they're actually advertising for it, and they're saying that you can't get your children.
They're reporting it. Well, you know you can't get your children for your own safety. The mayor
and of course,
is speaking
this time,
for Atlanta
this
right
time,
now.
But, of course, this time they'll let you have your children back at night. Just getting you used to it, see?
And another thing, today is called the court transfer day for the legislature in the House and Senate to you know, either pigeonhole legislation, make it go away forever, and so now they can't continue with the court proceedings anymore. So it's very convenient for that, too. I'm telling you, this is a complete 911 setup. It's got all the same fingerprints. And they already had a reporter saying, wow, we could have never imagined this happening. This is just like a 911 event.
Well, listen.
Direct quote.
Oh, yeah. Three people getting killed. You need to pop a tape in. Everybody, please tape this before they start changing the story. But yeah, the Washington Post reported, Gannett News Service, if there's any type of red alert, you can't get your children. I mean, what is that, folks? So they're now be clear. They're actually on the news saying you can't.
I've been taping it since it began. They're having a live news conference with the mayor, the fire chief, and telling you why it's a good idea for you to stay home and let us take care of this guy. And just don't worry about getting your kids. It's just the way it has to be. 5 states, we're talking millions of people for one federal judge.
In 5 states, they're saying you
this
can't have your children?
It's from Atlanta and all the surrounding borders. This is going to go out.
I told you, this is a red alert martial law drill.
This is, totally.
Promise me.
It's a total drill.
Promise me you'll mail this to me.
I will. I listen every day. I've seen all your work. And I'm in school right now trying to make the same thing happen. So
you got to send it to me.
I will.
Now I've got to go watch this and deal with it.
Yep. All right. Have a good one. Thanks.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know if it's a government op. Probably will be as usual. But the school shooting in Russia was. But I know this, their response, 5 states can't get your children. I mean, what? That's another reason not to have your children in the government training camps. And this is incredible. Unbelievable. I'm sorry to the other callers, we're flat out of time. Better fight these people. They're training you how to be slaves.